In this part, we have a handful of Easter stories and news of a couple of beer festivals in the city, including one featuring women.
Fairground rides and Easter egg hunts were just some of the Easter activities enjoyed by families at last weekend. In Norwich, the annual Easter Fun Fair at Chapelfield Gardens put on traditional attractions for city residents and visitors. The six-day fair, run by the Gray family, included a helter-skelter, dodgems and teacup rides. Faith Animal Rescue Charity hosted an egg hunt for children, dog treat hunt, tombola and raffle at its base on Stub Road, Hickling on Good Friday. Families could explore the woods and nature of Catton Park off Oak Lane, Norwich. Youngsters and their parents and grandparents took part in the Easter treat. As well as the Easter egg hunt, there was an Easter bonnet competition. Dozens of families also flocked to Wroxham Barnes Junior Farm at the weekend for fun activities, including feeding the lambs.
Poorly children were given an Easter boost thanks to the generosity of a Norfolk company. Metro Rod Norwich has spent the past few weeks collecting more than 100 Easter eggs for East Anglia's Children's Hospices, which has a hospice in Quiddenham. Friends, families and neighbours of the business, based in Tharston, helped collect the eggs. A collection box was set up in Long Stratton Co-op, while a Just Giving website was set up for donations. Included in the donations were homemade Easter Bunny soft toys, which will be used by the play team at Quiddenham in Easter activities with some of the children.
The Cathedral of St John the Baptist in Norwich was turned from pitch black to a mass of blazing light during an Easter vigil. An Easter candle was lit from a brazier fire outside the west door and processed into the cathedral. Inside, it was used to light candles from each of the hundreds of people present at the first Mass of Easter. In his homily, the Bishop of East Anglia, the Right Reverend Alan Hopes, said, "Our Easter vigil began tonight in darkness, just like the darkness of the tomb in which the body of Jesus had been buried. The Easter candle, the symbol of the risen Christ, was lit, and then we all lit our candles from the Easter candle until this cathedral was ablaze with lights."
A beer festival putting a spotlight on women in the brewing industry is returning to Norwich for a fourth year next month. Femme.ale will be returning to the Plasterer's Arms in Cowgate from May the 26th to the 29th and will be serving an array of ales, lagers, stouts, porters and saisons from female-led breweries across the UK and beyond. Among them will be the Unite Local Ale, which was brewed on International Women's Day and is the result of 70 breweries around the world, including the Femme.ale team, working together. Femme.ale is described as the first dedicated Brewster Festival in the UK, providing a platform to celebrate women in the beer industry. Erica Horton, director of Femme.ale, said it was important to champion the vibrant network of women working in what traditionally may be seen as a male-dominated industry.
The Brew, which will take centre stage at this year's City of Ale event, has been announced as Hope in the Hop, after almost 100 people tried their hand at naming the charity pint. Each year, organisers of the Norwich City of Ale reach out to the public to name the pint brewed and sold exclusively for the event, with a portion of the proceeds going to charity. For the sixth year, Woodford's has created a unique brew for the event, which runs from May the 25th to June the 4th. Each year, City of Ale supports a local charity through sales of the special brew, and for 2017, money will be raised for Norfolk's cancer charity, The Big C. The beer is described as a 4.2% mid-golden ale, zesty with crisp floral flavours, made with Amarillo and Cascade hops from the west coast of the USA. Dawn Leader, co-chairman of the City of Ale, sat on the judging panel alongside Dan Bell from the Big C and Belinda Jennings, head brewer at Woodford's. There are currently 42 pubs and 36 brewers signed up to take part in the festival. The beer list is still growing, but currently boasts more than 200 brews, including the specially created Hope in the Hop. Beer glasses for the event have been created and sponsored by the Alan Boswell Group. The winning name was Hope in the Hop, and the winning entrant was Richard King of Norwich, said Ms. Leader. He has now won two tickets to the VIP party at the launch event and will be presented with a demi-pin of ale on the night. Woodford's will be donating 20p of the proceeds from each pint to the Big C. Dr. Chris Bushby, Big C chief executive, said, "By choosing Big C as the charity for this year's festival, we're delighted that City of Ale is giving local people the opportunity to improve the lives of those affected by cancer in Norfolk and Waveney. The City of Ale launch party is set to be held at the Narthex on Thursday, May the 25th.